Christ. Daniel needs a date. Has shoot.
Why isn't this recording, though?
Did Greg call it to play hockey tonight?
Hello, you read the Schaefer House. We're not in right now, but if you'll leave a message and a phone number, we will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hi, this is Frankie from LoveWorks Dating Coaching Consultants. You stopped in here a bit ago, you know, you wanted to, you told me you wanted to meet some new people. He's black, just like you said, but not too black. He's a real sweet guy. I mean, I've been dealing with him for a few years now, and he likes to have fun, and, you know, he's open to ideas. So, his name is Jeffrey. He's 30 years old. He lives in L.A., you know, so that's not too far of a drive or anything. I gave him your info. I lost your cell number, so I thought I'd try calling your home number. I guess you're not there. Sorry. I gave him your info, and he should be contacting you shortly. Let me know, you know, hope you guys hit it off. You know, looks like it'd be a good match. He's about 5'10", 5'11", blonde hair, you know, the way you like it. He's very athletic, so that should be fun. So if you have any questions, give me a call. I think you have my number already. But if you don't, you know, what works, you came down there before, or 310-442-9700. So just let me know how things go, and I'll probably call back in a bit to check up. All right? Thanks. Bye.
Hello?
Hi, is Daniel there?
Daniel?
Yes.
What's his name?
Yeah, this is Frankie.
Huh?
This is Frankie.
Frankie?
Yeah.
Did you just call a little while ago?
Yeah, I did. I left a message. She wasn't home.
Oh, you're the one!
Excuse me?
Well, somebody called about 4 o'clock here.
No. We called about 10 minutes ago.
How late is it?
Is
this a love book?
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. You're calling for my son?
Yes.
This is his mother.
Oh.
How can I help you?
Well, he came in a few days ago, and, I don't know. I mean, I guess he put his, you know, he wanted to put his name in the database, and we found a match for him. So.
I'm gonna kill him! Where are you guys at?
Excuse me, we're in Los Angeles.
Are you sure it's the same Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel Schaefer. This is the number he gave us.
Did he do it online?
No, he actually, I didn't talk to him personally. He came in and talked to one of our representatives.
That's odd because he's never been to L.A.
Really?
Yeah. When did he do this?
Let's see, the records show last Thursday. This is 3012 Topaz Lane?
Yeah!
Yeah. I mean, this is what,
last Thursday? We'll check, because I don't think it's...
I mean, I can go find, I believe he talked to,
How old do you guys deal with?
Excuse me?
How old do the kids have to be?
Oh, we only do 18 and over.
Honey, he's 17.
Oh.
He looks like he's 21, but he's only 17. He just turned 17 last month.
That's going to be a problem.
Hang on a minute.
I'm going to go talk to, I'll go look up to who talked to him, and I'll see what they say.
Let me talk to him, too.
Okay, I can call back later if you want.
No, it's okay, because I left a merchant message to find out what was going on.
Okay.
Daniel? What were you doing in L.A. last Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Place
called Loveworks.
Hello? Yes, hello. Yeah. This is Frankie. You talked to one of our representatives last Thursday? For what? This is Loveworks in L.A. We're a gay and lesbian dating service.
I didn't sign up for anything. I don't know what.
Okay, well, this is what our records show. I mean, I guess you talked to Robert over here. And he's not in right now, I mean, or else I'd ask him what's going on, but, And our records show that you came in, and, you know, we're looking for a match, and I mean, I guess your mom said it was a mistake or something. We're not really messing around. We're not really sure what's going on. I mean,
I haven't been to L.A. in like how long? Years?
Because it says form of contact here says in person. I mean, usually we do over the phone or in person. This one says in person. So
in person last Thursday.
The over the phone ones, you know, we usually call back verifying because I mean, we do get a few pranks here once in a while, but it's our policy that, you know, we usually don't have in person ones. So that, you know, this is a shock to me.
Yeah, this is completely false because I don't know anything about this.
Okay. To tell you what, if there's been a mistake, we do apologize for that. I'll go and see what's going on when Robert gets back. I'll talk to him tomorrow probably. I can let you guys know. I mean, what exactly happened? If you want, would you like to call back?
Sure.
All right. What's going on? I'll definitely have this figured out because we don't appreciate prank calls either, or prank pranks in general, because we've gotten a lot of that in the past few years, and we get kind of sick of it too. So I'll definitely figure out what the inconvenience, and we'll get back to you. What's going on?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Hello?
Hello, is Mr. Schaefer in?
Who? Which one?
Oh, is this Daniel?
This is Frank again.
I called earlier.
Hey, I want to know, what's up with the phone numbers?
Excuse me?
The phone numbers. Okay, every time you call, there's a different phone number, and they're coming from another state.
We use a phone company called Vonage. It's a lot cheaper for us since we have a lot of call volume here.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they route it through some internet thing, so I'm not really sure.
There's one from Colorado, one from Georgia, and then Nebraska.
Yeah, all incoming numbers come to one line, but what? Oh, it automatically selects some weird line thing. I'm not sure. The guy that was explaining it to me,
Okay, I'm just like.
Yeah, we're sorry about that.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. And
yeah, okay, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I called Bobby on his cell, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he remembers someone coming in on Thursday and filling out an application. You know, it wasn't over the phone or anything, just to confirm that.
What does the person look like?
You know, we deal with a lot of people every day. He doesn't remember, really. I'm sorry, I couldn't tell you.
There's not that many people out there that live around L.A. that know my information. There's only a few people I can think of, and I haven't spoken to them in a long time.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. I don't know what's going on. I don't know anything like this. All I can say is I'm straight. I'm not.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he did say that the person that came in was, you know, they were a little apprehensive, about everything, you know, a little nervous. I'm not really sure if you are gay or not, but, you know, I think, you know, if you are, you know, you should be free to express yourself.
Nah, I'm not. I got a girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Nah, I mean, I got friends that are gay, but, I mean, you know, my boss is actually gay and everything, but, I mean, me, I've got a girlfriend, I'm, you know.
Okay.
I just want to know who's doing this to me, who's trying to play it off the plank on me.
I've been calling, you know, I called him, I finally got a hold of him about half an hour ago, and, you know, he's about, you know, 10 miles away right now, you know, he's at home, so, you know, he's not about to go into the office and pull out the paperwork, but, I mean, if you really care, I can go into it and check into it tomorrow and let you know, but I'm just, you know, I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
I just really want to get to the bottom of this. That's the basic thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm really sorry about the, you know, any mix-up, any inconvenience, you know, all this has caused. We didn't mean for that to happen.
Yeah. It's just, I'm not angry at anybody like that or anything. I'm just thinking about who is doing this because that's making me mad. It's just really weird because I didn't know. And my mom comes in my room and is like,
What am I doing in L.A.? I haven't been to L.A. since a long time.
Yeah, so. and we're really disappointed, too, because we haven't had anything like this happen in about 6 months now. So, you know, we thought things were shaping up. And so to have this happen, you know, it's sort of a shock to us.
I just don't know what makes me a target. That's the thing. That's why I'm stumped.
Oh, well, I mean, we wouldn't have no idea. I mean, I can only go...
Oh, yeah, the only person...
Everything here is structured, and I can only go off of, you know, what the computer, the database, you know, what all that stuff tells me, you know, and I'm just going through rounds, and, you know, this happens, so I don't know what to tell you. I'm not sure if, you know, we do have security tapes, you know, but I'm not sure if how often they're rotated. I can ask Don about that. I don't know what to tell you.
Some kind of information to know what's going on. Because the weird thing, too, another thing that's really weird is I don't give out this number. I give out my personal line.
Right.
I say stuff like that.
Right,
so
okay.
That's one sign that I know. I'm like, what the hell? I haven't signed anything lately. And I never give out my home phone number. I give out my personal line. And so they said something like, they said I lost my cell phone.
Robbie said that, you know, the person that came in, I don't know if it was you or not, I guess you're saying it's not you, they put down a cell number on a little post-it note. We can't find that right now. Our application doesn't have a spot for a cell number. It only has, you know, home phone number.
Yeah, I have, because I do have a cell, and for some reason I got a private call this morning, and the only people that call my cell phone, they have a caller ID, and I know who usually calls my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, I don't go out like that.
Right.
So if they have my cell phone number, it's someone I've known or that I've known now. So,
okay.
You know.
Okay. Yeah. We'll definitely look into it. So. All right. Well, I guess you know this is over. I'll make sure they remove you from the database and everything, and hopefully you know this won't happen again. And. I'd just like to say that we appreciate you on Xbox Radio, and that this has been fun.
Oh, God. You gotta be kidding. You have gotta be kidding.
So,
oh, God, I'm going to the IRC now.
What's up, Dan?
You guys are gonna fucking die.
Who the fuck is this? What's up, Dan?
This is the one. Who the fuck is that? Is this some kind of payback for what I did yesterday or what?
Yeah, basically.
But, hey, they're gonna fucking unban me. I'm gonna get it. Oh, shit.
You know, we actually got your stuff from the Who Is database off your website, so.
Fuck! Oh, God!
What's up, Dan?
God.
I gotta get going now, so I gotta go eat, so I'll talk later.
The man they called Dan was brought to you by the staff at XboxRadio.com. Check us out on any FNET server. The channel is XB Radio, or check our website at www.XboxRadio.com. Thank you for all your support.